And friends, we come to another of those lovely old Irish American type songs that I love. I was brought up on singing and listening to this kind of material. Now, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea or glass of ishkebaha. Ishkebaha is the Irish word for whiskey. But this is the story of a young lady who left her home in Belfast. Her parents, they all came over with her because as a young girl, all she wanted to do was to become a singer. She went to London and she was an immediate hit. I'm speaking of Ruby Murray. She had lots and lots of hits from the early 50s to the early 60s. And this is her version. And I will apologise for the lack of technology, because as I say so often, it was recorded in the days of steam recording. She sounds as though she's singing in the bathroom, but it's lovely. It's Ruby Murray's interpretation of Galway Bay. Her version of Galway Bay. Friends, down through the years, for many, many years, young Irishmen have been leaving our shores here to go and work in other countries, particularly around the early 1900s and maybe further on. They would go to the UK and they would work as builders. They became known as McAlpine's Fusiliers because McAlpine was one of the biggest builders in the UK at the time. And these Irishmen could be found digging in mines or digging canals or digging the London Underground or building huge buildings. They were known, as I say, McAlpine Fusiliers. Now here we have the High Kings, and they're singing the song, telling the story of the rough, tough life that these men led. McAlpine Fusiliers from the High Kings. Listen to the lyric. They paint a great picture.
Poets down the glen came McAlpine's men with the shovels slung behind them. 'Twas in the pub they drank the sub, and up in the spike you'll find them. They sweated blood and they washed out mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I stripped out the skin with Darkie Flynn down in the Isle of Grain. With horse face still, sure I knew the rule, no money if you stop for rain. McAlpine's God was a well-filled hot, your shoulders cut to bits and seared. McAlpine's Fusiliers. Wheel, wheel, wheel. I remember the day when the barrow shade fell into a concrete stairs. What the horse face said when he found him dead, but it wasn't what the rich call prayers. I'm an Abbey Short was the McAlpine's Fusiliers. Wheel, ooh, wheel, ooh, wheel, ooh, wheel,
friends. That song means a lot to me because I can associate with all that went on in that particular song, because my father for a good few years worked for McAlpine, and he was one of McAlpine's Fusiliers. In his case, he was building a big oil refinery in the north of England. Now we come to one of the big favourites on the programme over the last year or so, or even more. I have to play it every 2 or 3 weeks because we're getting requests for it. This is that song by Val Doonigan. Now, I've told you about Val, who hailed from Waterford and moved over to London and made a huge name for himself, firstly singing in Irish centres. Then he moved to radio, BBC Radio, and then a huge step, he had his own television specials, which were watched by millions in the UK every week. This is the funny song from Val Doonigan, telling us the story of Delaney's donkey.
Now, Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it, why not train it?" Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it at the post, and when the starter dropped the flag, there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, oh, Logan, Logan, and everyone in town. Lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it, they might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it, the day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. The muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, they couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on the £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-ha. The Whigs and Conservatives, the radical superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place. Stood there in unity, helping the community, the day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. The crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty, the judge, he came up to assist them, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagin were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
Earlier on in the programme, we played a track by Foster and Allen, and I promised you we might have another track. So here we have their second track on the programme this week, and they're singing a song that I think many Irish people who at this time of year will be thinking of folks back home and will be wishing the same wish, no matter what part of the world you're in. Although this particular song relates to Australia, so maybe some of my Irish friends in Australia will be listening to this. Maybe my own grandson and his partner will be listening to this. And they were wishing, if we only had old Ireland over here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely lassies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely colleagues, the finest ever seen. where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here.
If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes stood out on Botany Bay, Foster and Allen, and if we only had old Ireland over here. Now I'm coming to Sonny Knowles. Now, Sonny is a wonderful musician, a good singer. This particular song is not an Irish song, but as we say so often on Sounds Irish, it doesn't have to be an Irish song, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. And Sonny has been an Irish icon for many years now. Listen to his version, and I'll dedicate this to Sue, by the way, who I know is a big Sonny Knowles fan and listens to the programme. My Lovely Rose and You.
The world is always beautiful with someone to share the way. That's how it was when I met you. Each dawn brought a beautiful day. But now it seems to me it's winter where spring used to be. The lovely rose has lost her crimson gown. Have tumbled over town. The skies have changed their shade of blue, and I have lost my lovely world and you. But someday soon clouds will drift away, and spring will bring another lovely day. When like a miracle come true, I'll wait to find my love you. snow will melt away, and spring will bring another lovely day, when like a miracle come true, I'll wait to find my love.
Tá siamh géistúcht Sounds Irish le Mise Joe Ballard. Henry Mancini, and a nice little piece entitled The Penny Whistle Jig. Now, as promised, our second Daniel O'Donnell track. Just a word about Daniel. He hails from Donegal, and over the last goodly number of years, he's been, well, promoting Irish music, as well as country music, all over the world. He's got a CMA award for it later last year, I think it was. But Daniel, I will go without fear of contradiction, I think, that he is the most popular Irish artist over the last 25 years or so. No matter where Daniel appears, whether it's Australia, Chicago or Dublin, the venues are packed. He hails from Donegal, so this next track is called Destination Donegal. It starts with him sailing away from Ireland to go to Montreal, but he's hoping someday that he'll come back and his destination will be Donegal. Here's Daniel.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasla and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnes Moor Gap. On everyone I'd call, there beyond the blue stack mountains, in the town of Donegal. Oh, Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salin down to Killybegs by Chrysla and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnes Moor Gap, on everyone I'd call, there beyond the blue stack mountains, in the town of Donegal. I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
Well, if you're from Donegal and you're far away from that fair county at the moment and maybe thinking of it, I'll dedicate that song for you. Now, we've had songs from every part of Ireland. Well, that's not quite true. From most parts of Ireland, but we've forgotten about County Mayo. Right, now, I spent many happy years in County Mayo and I heard this song sung in various parts of the world. Here's Derek McCormack, and if you're from Mayo and thinking of home, this is for you.
It's just a year ago today, I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses of her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene, and when the adieu, I led my sweet Colleen. Far too Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Well, friends, we're coming to the end of our very special St. Patrick's Day Sounds Irish. And as I said at the beginning, it's not just St. Patrick's Day. We get around it by saying St. Patrick's Festival. It takes in a few days. I hope you've enjoyed this particular programme. I've had great fun putting it together. Had a problem leaving tracks out, I can tell you. But I hope that all is well in your world, no matter what part of the world that is, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on. And particularly for those people who are Irish and are away from home, we're all thinking of you this time of year, and we all say special prayers for our friends and family and loved ones who are away from home. So we are thinking of you, and we know that you'll be thinking of us. I'm just reminding you before I go about the email address. It's everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'm not going to go out on the signature tune this week. I'm going to, well, inflict on you, for want of a better word, because I'm dedicating this track to every one of my listeners, Irish, English, no matter what part of the world you're from. This is a song I'm sure will be sung lots of time around this festival time. It's my recording of Danny Boy. Friends, I say, Banachdeir liv guldeir. May God's blessing be with you all. Joe Ballard saying, God bless. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.
And all the flowers are dying. If I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place. And the